Oh, mother was in the cotton palace, every phase of it practically. She was, if she wasn't the general chairman as she was one year, she was the chairman of some department or other because she loved it. And she was very active in that. And I had a department at the Cotton Palace one time and worked that good deal too. But the one where she was the general chairman was really a very successful when they expanded the Cotton Palace activities a lot that year. And that was the year that they had the pageant, and they brought remnants of the Waco Indian tribes down from Oklahoma. And they had tents right there on the Cotton Palace grounds. And this pageant had been worked on for a year. And it was staged, I don't know whether it was every night or just certain nights, but that they had this beautifully staged pageant, and these real Indians took part in it. They were probably wore blue jeans and Stetson hats at home, but they had Indian costumes on here and feathers and everything. They made quite an impression on all the young people, you know, because they had put up these tents, and they tried to look like the tribes of Indians would have looked in those days when they lived in Waco.